It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Last month, the PulseCon Preview Live Show revealed a new name coming to the Classified series. So let's talk Hawk. Alright, we are back once again for the Renegade Master to continue our speculative deep dives into characters who have had name-only reveals so far for the Classified series. Last episode I discussed Tripwire, who had been dropped during the PulseCon preview show last month, and the next one on my list was also revealed at the same time. Hawk. Clayton M. Abernathy was one of those file names that stood out and for some reason was very memorable, a name that demanded respect and was therefore a perfect fit for the Joe's General Hawk. Now in terms of the Classified series, we have a conundrum to figure out here. Do they go version 1, when he was just Hawk and came with the mobile missile system, or do they go with arguably his most iconic and well-known look in version 2? Until we get more details regarding the price point or figure style, which most likely won't be before the digital render reveal, then we are left with a few possibilities. If the figure is the version 1 from 1982, then I could see them including the mobile missile system as an additional mini vehicle sort of set, and with their proclivity to focus on original styles when it comes to the design recently, this is a perfectly fine possibility. However, my head is pointing more towards the arguably more iconic, even though that depends on where you fall on the G.I. Joe timeline at the prime age range of 5 to 8, version 2 from 1986 in his bomber jacket with fur lining, helmet and goggles. If we do indeed see this design, then I fully expect a removable helmet and removable goggles, a backpack and a pistol or two, considering he also had two molded holsters, one on the thigh and one on the chest. It would be fun to make one of the pistols a proper old-timey one, because for some reason I just associate all generals having an antique pistol in a box that they only bring out for the protagonist in the movie at the time when they need to go old school in the plot. I would expect the jacket to be a secondary element with new arms and so on, just to get that puffy jacket styling. For this design, he would almost certainly be a standard retail figure and come in a lot cheaper than our version 1 with a mobile missile system. I should clarify that they could also do the version 1 as a standard release and not give him the MMS at all, but it would be a wasted opportunity for me, especially when the figure is a tad bland without the additional items. Okay, so that's where I stand currently on the expectations for Hawk. However, there are a few more versions they could indulge us with. The 1991 version 3 General Hawk with his jetpack and communications helmet would be so good for the line, but I would personally save that one for a future release, and all I can think about now is that Dan Dare head sculpt with the vintage leather headgear under the helmet. Another beauty of a design, and one I would love to see as much as all the others we've talked about so far, is his talking Battle Commander's design from 1992. Yet another new piece of headgear, and he's rocking shades now, not to mention that striking red and tan deco. Just phenomenal. I wouldn't expect talking backpacks, but it would be fun if they did something special for those releases to, at the very least, acknowledge the past. Of course he's had a few more, but I'm not expecting Star Brigade just yet, nor do I imagine they will revisit the rather cool update he got in Pursuit of Cobra. No, for me right now, I would love to see the version 2, and then give me all the others in good time. The funny thing is, it seems to be more a case of what they do first, rather than a concern that they will never get to something. I could see them using the majority of a version 2 design for the Talking Battle Commanders as well anyway. It would only need a new head and deco, and boom. Anyway, what are you guys expecting? What version do you think they will do? Mobile missile system or standard release? Would Star Brigade be one small step for Hawk but one giant leap for classified collectors? Let me know in the comments below, because
what you have is an order, Action Force.
Okay then, I will catch you on the next one. Got a few more of these extra bursts lined up and then a pre-recorded weekly episode on Saturday. Stay fresh, cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.